We're CJMQ 88.9 FM English Community Radio here in the Eastern Townships, and we're talking with
Adrian Lester today, and he's with the Canadian country band Lester. Adrian and his brother also in the band, Freddie Joe, and we'll be talking with Adrian today. So welcome, Adrian.
Thank you so much. It's good to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And now you brothers grew up in an Indian reserve in Ontario, I believe, by reading a little bit about your biography. And that's how you got interested in country music, listening with your dad to different artists such as George Jones and Merle Haggard. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. When you're growing up on such a small place, so my dad was very traditional, so we were blessed to have that opportunity to grow up and having that musical influence around us at a very young age. And see, so when you get that, you don't want to have the same cliche stories, but it's true. You know, if you have that kind of surroundings, it gives you a little bit of that soul, that touch in your heart where you really connect to the country music, right? So we've always had that connection, so we're really happy about that.
Good, that's great. Great family values. And you were also encouraged by your grandmother, I believe, too, encouraging you boys to perform and sing.
At a very young age, we would always sing together. We never knew we had this knack in us until about 10 years ago when we started doing professional, but before that, we'd always do other stuff around the area, you know, just around the house and singing. Me and my brother, we always, just naturally, he would take the lead vocals, and I would just naturally hear the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just start doing that at a very young age, and she said, you guys got something here. So at a very young age, we entered some town contests, and we won a couple of them, right, just doing basic stuff. And I remember, this must have been about at least 17 years ago, we entered a contest. And it was all Aboriginals.
Mm-hmm.
And we came in, just my brother and myself, with acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the show. We did a couple songs where other people came in there with bands. We won the contest because just with the raw harmonies that we have, right? And that's what this whole new album that we have, Day One.
Mm-hmm.
It's a raw album. And we didn't put too much, electronics on it. We kept it really, just raw. Let our vocals come through, right? That's what we wanted to really show, and that's what we've been doing all our life, basically.
Okay, well, it certainly works for you. Everybody loves the music here in the Eastern Townships. Now, Lester, that's actually your family name, so that's the reason why you decided to call your band Lester?
Just Lester. You go back into history, and you have the family Brown, or the Everly brothers, or the Bemley brothers. We thought it would be kind of neat just to come out and just call ourselves Lester. It's a kind of weird way of announcing a new act out there, but we thought, if we get out there and let the more you get to the masses, the more the name will get used to people, right?
Right, okay, and you guys just got back from touring, I believe. You're based in BC. Where were you touring on?
Well, we've done a lot of touring. We mm-hmm. always do the western part of Canada here.
Okay.
And we're, in the next couple of weeks, we're going on a western swing here. We're going to be doing all of British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan, and we're going to be out on the road for about a month promoting our album and getting out there to the people, so we're looking forward to that.
Oh, that's going to be great. So lot of touring this year, and your debut CD, again, the name of it is?
Day One.
Day One, okay, great.
It's a new beginning for us. It really represents what we're doing here, and we're really happy to get this opportunity to get this to the people, and having it produced by the major country producer. His name is Tom McKillop, and he won the award for top producer at the CMAs this year in Regina.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so we're really lucky that way.
Okay, so you have two singles out from it, Let Me Love You and Truer Than True, and the most recent one is Let Me Love You, is it?
Let Me Love You, yeah.
Okay, good, and we enjoy playing both. I think they're both on rotation here at CJMQ, just great country music and a lot of interest in country music here in the townships. Now, you've opened for Terry Clark, too, and Aaron Lyons, I see, and
yes.
Different ones like that.
Yes, yes. So when you get the opportunity to say that, it's a real thrill. And for this year at the CMAs in Regina,
mm-hmm.
we did a showcase at the number one country club of the year at the Pump, and we had the opportunity to play in with the all-star band that backed us up for our showcase. So when you're doing this and you're starting to play good music, you start getting a camaraderie going with your fellow peers, and you get to all kind of start working there. So when we had that happen for us with Terry Clark and Aaron Lyons, a few years back, you can start feeling that shift going, right? So it takes a long process here. We've been doing this for the last 10 years professionally, making lemonade, and it's been a long road, and a lot of ups and downs, but you have to stick with it, and it's an interesting job and an interesting career, so we're really happy to what's happening.
Oh, I think it's great what's happening, and you're really starting to get out there and make a lot of contacts, a lot of networking, and getting a lot of different awards, too, I guess, in a lot of different places, are you not?
We've been nominated for several awards here at the BCMAs, and again, you know, you pick up little accolades here and there, but again, you know, this year with this new the project, the new album, you know, we're looking to the future, right? And what we did before, we're building pretty much our fan base.
Mm-hmm.
You start honing your skills on the stage because it does take a lot of work.
It does.
And you
yeah.
really have to start getting your business together because, like anything, you know, yeah, you want to have the music shine, but you really have to have to understand this music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all business too, as well, right? So.
Right.
It's very interesting. So I'm glad to have an opportunity to speak to people like yourself, you know, building relationships, because I think right now you need to start showing people the personalities, because you have the album. That speaks for one thing. But once you start going out and meeting more people like yourself and other MDs out in the country, you really have to start building that relationship. And I think the personalities have to shine through to make that work.
Right, and I think a lot of people are interested, too, in the personalities of the artist, too. So great,
yes,
Canadian
very much
artist.
I think you get only so much reading the biographies off our website, and so on. But to, you know, you really need to get out to the live crowd, and that's where we really draw a good crowd in. Like, when we go to a live show, we really, you know, we always have new fans coming out, and they always appreciate what we're doing, because it's about the personality on stage.
It is, and it's great music, too, great Canadian country music. Now, you have a great website. Would you like to tell us, our listeners, how to get there?
Yes, you can visit our website at www.lestercountry.com, and it will take you through there. You just go to our front page, and it tells you all information, what's going on with us, where we're going to be, what's happening. All the information, it'll take you to the MySpace, and we'll have some music live on there. And we're on the World Wide Web all over the world, so if you could visit our website, it'd be great.
Yeah, that's great, because you guys have been to Europe, too. I think you've been in Germany, too? Or
When we were wrestling.
Right,
we had the opportunity to go into Germany for 1 month.
Okay.
So we've had very, very good opportunities in our careers here as professional wrestlers and in music, because in music we had the opportunity going down to the Caribbean.
Okay.
I think it was 5 months we did a tour down there on the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line.
Great, good. Any videos yet from your CD?
No video yet. We're working on that process again. It's a long process to get stuff out there, and we're working on that right now. So hopefully in the next several months we can get that started.
Okay, great. Do you write your own songs, by the way? Or?
We did a few writing on that song, on the album that we did, which was Lifeline and Diesel Countryfied. The rest of the album was written by eight songwriters from the United States and Canada.
Okay, great.
When you come out with your debut album, it's always best to come out with the best. So we do have our own stuff that we have, but we'll wait for the next project to come along. We just wanted to get out there and show people what we do have and showcase ourselves as a new act, a new talent. Because it's very competitive in the world of country music here in Canada, because there's Paul Brandt and there's Road Hammers and Shane Yellowbirds in them, right? So we're hoping to slide in the crack.
Well, I think you're doing a good job of that.
Well, thank you so much, Brian.
Okay, well, thank you, Adrian. Anything else you want to mention about your music or yourself?
Well, basically, I think we talked pretty much what we have to today. So I appreciate you taking the opportunity and time to speak to me. I really appreciate that.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Adrian, and the best of luck to you and your brother.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Have
All
a
right.
great day. Bye.
Thank you.
I don't want to twist our fate. I don't want to simplify or complicate. I don't want to go down easy. So Something about you makes me high. Little angel tells me, don't let this one by. Don't be shy, testify. Let me love you from this moment. Alibi. I wanna be the one who holds you when you die. I wanna see the place inside you where no one else has ever been. I wanna know all your fears and all your sins. Let me in. Let me love you from this moment. Let me dare to dream and fall. Let me fall. Let me. Let me dance in your eyes and show who you are. Let me wrap myself around your secrets till the stars burn into the blue. Let me kiss, let me touch, close your eyes and just let me love you.
We just heard the tune called Let Me Love You. It's by the Canadian country band called Lester.